The other fact you have to consider is that the Indians did not just lie down and let this happen. There was a good deal of resistance. The Indians were very smart about using the Spanish legal system to defend their land claims. I don't want to say that the Spanish legal system necessarily favored the Indians, because I don't think it did. The Spaniards were likely to have better legal advice, to understand Spanish legal conventions more, and so in most cases they would win, but not always. Sometimes the Indians would win. They could also, by using the legal system, simply block Spanish takeovers for long periods. Sometimes these cases would run on for literally decades. But relations between indigenous communities and haciendas were not always conflictual. There was cooperation. Most haciendas had a relatively small full-time labor force, and they depended on seasonal labor for planting and harvesting that they recruited from local indigenous communities. So they would get their labor, and the Indians who went to work in the estates would get money, wages, that they could then use to pay their tributes. So as long as there was enough land to go around, then if not amiability, there could at least be cooperation between these two institutions. Until at least the second half of the 17th century, there's no generalized conflict over land. But what happens after 1650 or so is that the indigenous population is expanding and the rest of the population is growing even faster. The population of Mexico doubles between about 1740 and 1810. So by the 18th century, for the first time, you do have generalized conflict over land because there's no longer enough land to go around. And that's when there's more and more conflict between indigenous communities and Spanish communities. It's not in the hacendado's interest to destroy the indigenous community because that functions as his labor reserve. Even if he wants to, the communities can go to court. They can use the Spanish legal system to resist. To go back to where I began, what's remarkable is the ability of indigenous communities, with some loss, to maintain their landholdings and therefore to maintain the communities themselves for a very long period of time.